I was contemplating a part of last week's homily where I commented on the world and how it forgets the Advent season. It is already Christmas with stores decorated and Christmas music on the radio and movies on TV, going to Christmas parties, and already it is precisely because of his birth that the music turns to joy, movies make us laugh and feel good, and creation becomes colorful with beautiful lights and decorations. Then I thought, in doing all these things beforehand, in a sense we are showing, really, our deep longing for him, our reaching out, our pining for what brings us joy, happiness, and peace. We are anticipating Christ's joy, happiness, and specifically his peace that the world cannot give, but only he can. We see this peace in the book of Isaiah we hear today. Isaiah is full of prophecies of the coming Messiah to come. Today he gives us this scene of a wolf being a guest of a lamb, a leopard resting with a kid, a calf and a young lion browsing together. All of these, the predators and their prey, are at peace with one another. What an extraordinary gift of peace it is. At our Lord's birth, the angels of heaven announce and sing glory to God in the highest, and peace to men of good will. Peace, something each of us longs for. What kind of peace? Not a worldly peace, but a peace of mind, heart, and soul. A peace in knowing and doing what is right, holy, and just, and good. In short, the peace found in God. The Old Testament was full of wars, insurrections, violence, immorality, debauchery. Every time it turned away from God. Every time the people tried to put something in the place of God, there was no peace. Every time our Lord would say, though, if you but just turn to me, you will find peace. He calls us back to himself. He does not abandon us. He longs to give us peace much more than we even long for it. It is St. John the Baptist in the first reading who picks up the call of the prophets before him, who prophesied that the people must return to the Lord or there will be no peace, in the gospel rather. Not only did St. John the Baptist get to prophesy the Lord, he gets to point him out. He does that even while in the womb of his mother, Saint Elizabeth. The first public announcement of the coming of the Lord was between two unborn babies. He hears Our Lady's voice and recognizes he is in the presence of the King of Peace and leaps for joy. He points the Lord out at his baptism. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It's in the womb, though, is where he first pointed him out. The world the Lord was born into did not know peace, but rather sin. King Herod was jealous of anyone who threatened his kingship and immoral because he had his brother's wife. The Roman Empire was focusing on worldly conquests, riches, and worldly pursuits. And then you have the brood of vipers, the scribes and Pharisees, who say they follow the Lord, but they do not. For they have no true repentance, no sorrow for sin. They didn't even think they sinned. All these did not have peace. Now, this peace is not a worldly peace our Lord is promising. We think of peace and we think of no wars, no conflicts, and everyone getting along. However, what did our Lord say in another part of the gospel? He came to bring division. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, father-in-law against son-in-law. That really doesn't sound too much like peace, does it? At least not a worldly peace. No, the peace he gives is an inner peace, having to stand up for what is right and good and of God. Maybe you have a son who is living an immoral life. Peace is having the strength in confronting him to amend him so that he is not lost. Or maybe you know someone that has an addiction to worldly things. There's a peace in addressing the issue for the good of that person's soul. Or a nation who stands up against an unjust aggressor and has good, just laws and morals found on the source of all good, of the source of law and the source of morals, God. It can have confession, all your burdens are lifted, all those things that disturb peace are removed. Has it been a long time? Now is the time. You are not guaranteed tomorrow. The time is urgent. This peace is what we long for, what we're pining for. By not going, you become, in a sense, like the scribes and Pharisees, the brood of vipers, talking the talk, but not walking the walk. In going to confession, you are preparing what is truly important, to receive the Lord, your soul. All these externals are great, the music, the movies, the decorations, but the soul is what really matters. In having a clean soul before the Lord, you will have prepared the way of the Lord. You will have made straight your path, the path which leads to Him. In having a clean soul, you will have found peace, the peace that only Christ can give. The world will always look somewhere else for peace. However, as St. Augustine says, whose conversion we have because of the saint that we celebrated yesterday, St. Ambrose. St. Augustine said, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O Lord. In you I find peace. Peace, my peace I give to you," our Lord says in Scripture. Let the peace of God into your heart this holy season of Advent. Ask His Immaculate Mother to tenderly guide you to the peace found in her Son, found and experienced in the sacrament of confession.